Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I am here with my friend, John Lunger.
I'm here with my friend, Glennie Bags Tickle. And yep. As always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time, in convenient and easy to listen to podcast form. Glennie Bags, how are you, baby?
Yep, old Glennie Bags. That's what it says in my undies. I'm all right.
Yeah.
Man, it's a weird day. It's a rainy day here in the newest Jersey. And then my toddler just at the dinner table went to sleep at 6 o'clock. So that just combined with the fact that it's, you know, getting on winter and it's dark at 5 o'clock. Like it just the past 4 hours or so just really dragged ass.
We had a moment in the early evening here, which was strange. There was a tornado warning, and the sky actually was green.
Yeah, it went from green to yellow to orange here, and I was like, "Well, none of it shouldn't be any of those."
No, it was concerning for a good 40 minutes. So that was fun. That spiced up the afternoon a little bit.
It was. I was trying to get a picture of it, and then I remembered the problem of people, it's happened before where like people try to take a picture of the sky when it's a weird color, but their phone auto adjusts to make it look right. So then you have to like edit it and then you feel like you're exaggerating the photo. So right. I put one up and I said that the sky is haunted and I added yellow color, but I was outside while I did it to like match. I feel it was a fair representation of how haunted the sky was at the time.
I don't know. Unless you're holding up like Pantone color swatches, I don't know that. I think you're a liar.
Using my eyeballs.
Hey, speaking of tornadoes, it's a seamless transition to our guest this week. He's the human tornado.
He's the tornado of comedy, a nickname I stole from the last guy who used it, whose name I forget, Paul something, that I'm bestowing on our guest today. Everybody, it's Pat Jansen.
Oh, hey. What's up, guys? Is it just because I'm currently in Nebraska that you thought that was the transition?
No, it's because you're a racist prop comic. Yeah,
that is what I'm known for.
Yeah, I don't know that it's carrying over into the audio format, but we're doing this on Zoom. And Pat, how many exclamation points do you have after your fucking last name there?
Looks like half a dozen, maybe.
Man.
He's not shy with exclamations, and nor should he be.
No.
I'm drinking coffee with alcohol in it. That's the excitement you get at currently.
Oh, you want to see what shit I'm working with tonight?
Is that?
You do love yourself some Dr. Pepper.
Diet Cherry?
Cherry, yeah.
Ooh. That can is like, it's like, is that a Terminator 2 promotional?
That's what it looks like when I hold it up to the light. It very much has like a.
It's
shinier on camera than it is in my hand, but
I got to work with P1000 right before all the pandemic stuff went down. Because when I did Perry Mason, he was on that, and like we were just there all the same days. And at a certain point,
we talk about they should have used gallium to do those effects instead.
It would have been a lot safer
instead of mercury because it would have been safer.
We did not talk about that. Mostly we just talked about how each other's Thanksgiving was, and I internally talked about how much older he looks now.
Well,
I mean, when would that movie come out? 100 years ago?
97 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. Came out in 1923.
No, I thought you meant 1997. I'm like, I thought it was before that.
Honestly,
no, it came out way before that.
I'm here for that split second of panic on your face when you realize you're going to try to do math.
I'm going to do math now.
It was so good.
I was once good at math, and then like OCD just like created such an inner dialogue that I have to. There's always an extra second of pause. My brother's a really good math teacher. He teaches all the
football like, coach, math teacher. What can't that boy do?
He's very good at both. I would argue he's funnier than I am too.
I met him briefly on our trip to Nebraska. I think twice, maybe both times we went.
We did a couple trips. Yeah,
he's pretty funny.
He is a funny guy.
I don't know if he's a tornado of comedy, but I enjoyed my time.
He's the hurricane of comedy. He doesn't belong in Nebraska.
But that's where he is, right?
That's not nice to say. It's absolutely. He actually teaches and coaches in our hometown, which is not a thing that I think I would have ever wanted to do. But I think most people think when someone ends up in their hometown, like, oh, did you give up? But like,
yeah, 100% feels that way. It does feel like my greatest failure in life is that I've not ever moved out of my hometown.
I didn't. I wasn't doing the calculus. I wasn't trying to pin that on.
No, I'm being 100% honest.
I mean, I was trying to pin it on you. Yeah.
Fair enough. All right.
Well, Pat, we barely explained what's happening. So with that in mind, what do you want to know more about?
Yeah, what's something you want to know more about, buddy?
All right. Well, Glenn and I we hosted a very short-lived podcast that I feel like we could actually revive if we wanted to, now that you can host podcasts in different locations.
We sure could.
Rather easily. But it was called I Don't Know What That Is, because I know a lot about sports and he knows a lot about nerd/geek culture. And so I'm going to go ahead and go the sports side of things and say the jockstrap.
I know you need one of those bad boys. If you get a vasectomy, they won't. You need to like bring it to the doctor's office and like show them, and they got to be like, that's a good one. You're good.
So like specifically jockstrap
Brown to get his vasectomy.
What kind of jockstrap
was he working with? His vasectomy. I don't remember.
That's
that.
A really weird humble brag.
What? That I took Jason to get his vasectomy?
Yeah,
I didn't perform the vasectomy. I was merely the driver.
Go yourself. Like, you can't drive yourself home from getting your nuts sliced up.
He threw his vial at me.
Vial of what?
His vas deferens.
He threw his.
He got them. He got.
And he threw it at you?
What?
He threw it at you? Like
he got it in what looked he got it in what looked like a little pill container, and then he just like was like, here you go. I was like, what is this? I was like, no.
Okay, so he didn't take it out of the container. He just like tossed it to you.
No. He didn't try and apply them to my face.
They probably would have stuck.
You gotta assume that anything involving that thing is gonna be sticky, right? It's a sticky organ.
I feel like I've detracted you from, or I've pulled you away from the initial intent of this podcast. You were defining. Right.
Clearly, you've only listened to one.
Yeah, but no, but then you brought
episode.
Up our friend's severed vas deferens, and you know that's going to draw attention from any discussion.
Yeah, it's true.
Hey, so after the pandemic's over, do you want to come to New Jersey and drive me to my vasectomy?
Dude. Of course. I mean,
just go for the.
I went.
You got experience.
I went from LA to Pennsylvania to just. I went from LA to Pennsylvania just to basically announce your name for your first album. Of course.
Yeah, that was real fun.
For your vasectomy.
Yeah, I was going to get one and then pandemic.
You there for that?
Can you, like, when you drop them off, can you, like, go inside the medical building?
Yeah, you're
going
to have to introduce
announce his arrival.
Just like say anything in boombox over your head to play the theme song. Mm-hmm.
And
I'm for it. I cannot say what the Lehigh Valley Health Networks will be, what their reaction will be, but I'm for it.
Pat, I assume you have a jockstrap. You do sporty things.
I don't think I do anymore.
Johnny Lungs, you got one?
How am I
the only one on this call that currently owns a jockstrap?
I've had many.
Wait, what's wrong with your junk right now? I know you're not playing sports.
Nothing. But I have one.
Why?
I bought one. I took.
Just like,
I was taking fencing lessons years ago, and I didn't want to get a fucking sword to the dick, so I bought a cup.
First of all, it's a foil with a dull.
You don't know what I
was. On the end
you don't know what I was fencing with. You don't know my life.
Dull tip on the end of
saber epping. You that's motherfucker. Fair. That's They're fair. All types of swords. They're the one. What's the synecdoche when one's a representation of all? They're all swords. And I don't want any of them in or around my dick. So I own a cup. But I was moving stuff into the attic from our hall closet, and I moved all my fencing stuff up, including my cup. And I saw it in the bag. I was like, oh, I should probably hang on to that if I'm going to get these nards chopped.
Pat, so now this is a common segment on our podcast where Glenn says something he thinks it's a little bit funnier than it actually is, and he just laughs at himself for five minutes.
Not that, you coward. This is me laughing at Pat's very near spit take at the funny thing, is it? Which is different. I could have gotten the phrase "got my nards chopped" out without cracking up, but then Pat nearly spit all over his Cessna 200 headset. This is not a visual medium, but currently Pat looks like he's flying a prop plane.
Yeah.
Also, the spit take probably takes on a different kind of type of funny, because I think there's about a 3-second delay between me and you guys.
And you said it was coffee with Irish cream you're drinking. Nobody wants a Bailey's spit take. That's a gooey.
Yeah, that's going to ruin the screen.
Oh, boy. So what is a jockstrap? It's like underpants with armor.
Yeah, armor. It's armored underpants.
It's like, what if Ankylosaurus was underpants?
Yeah. It's like, do you want a tank for your tank? Jockstrap.
It's a lot like the chastity belt from Robin Hood Men in Tights.
By the way, John, that's some hella good copy for whenever they start doing jockstrap advertising.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that Mack Weldon is like maybe 2 podcast episodes away from selling jockstraps. You know, it's all about the fabric. It's very breathable.
Yeah, get that MeUndies jockstrap. All about that micromodal. Who invented it? Probably a sports guy who got tired of getting hit in the nuts.
So yeah, like what sport, I guess, would be the what's the
sport
part
that you get hit in the nuts the most?
Well, so
gotta be soccer.
Competitive Rochambeau kicking.
John may be onto something, but jock is very similar to the word jockey, and while you may not get hit in the nuts a lot, I mean,
bouncy horse
while riding a horse is not unscathed.
Yeah, so but wouldn't classy. It be worse?
Hold on a second. You are so classy right now in this moment. Your undercarriage is not unscathed. Okay.
I just like unwords.
Yeah.
I've only been on a horse a handful of times, and none of them went very fast. And my nuts were fine. I imagine if they were bouncing up and down really hard, but then also there was a thick piece of plastic around my dork, that it would have only worsened the situation.
I mean, a cop and a jock are two different things, though.
They're friends, though. They go together.
They're buddies, sure.
Yeah, but they're.
What's the point of wearing one without a cup?
It's the suspension, you know. Like you don't want your nuts flapping, like no. You're running. It's
one is suspension, and the other one is like a roll cage. If we're gonna use the car analogy, right? So the cup is the roll cage.
Okay.
The jock strap is your suspension.
Like, I know they're two separate pieces because I remember from when I had to buy them, but. The thought of just wearing, so do I not need a cup if I get, I'm trying to think of another fun way to say vasectomy. If I get my little snippy on the hang down, do I not need depends. The cup part? I would probably want the cup part.
Are you basically looking for the sports bra for testicles, or are you looking to, like, if you're sensitive, to not get punched in the dick?
I mean, I'm always sensitive to getting punched in the dick. But I imagine post-surgery, you're going to want as much, like, I want, like, I want, like, plus two armor class down there for sure.
I feel like it would create, like, a premium for space. And, like, that would be its own set of problems. I don't think I'd want
to. Yeah, the cup's not very big, but I don't want to brag about my situation, but it does feel a little cramped.
Well, I mean, when you buy it at Old Navy's for boys, you know, like, you got to shop in the men's department, Glenn.
I didn't know I was supposed to get the Magnum jockstrap.
Well, I mean, apparently you're flopping around with a horse dork, so, you know.
I feel like there are medium sizes. Like, I feel like we're just going one end of the spectrum of the other, guys. Like,
hold on real quick, though. When I said flopping around like with a horse dork, I think Glenn almost snarfed stuff out his nose.
Yeah, I did. There was, like, that would have been our second spit take of the episode.
Yeah. I think there's some good audio. If we weren't lazy, you could probably isolate like the background sound of like it just going into your nose.
I'll see what I can do with the Zoom recording.
Yeah. So I think, Pat, you are right. I think the jock being the key part of the word.
That makes sense. And if you don't always have to wear the cup with it, if it just cradles your boys, then that does seem like a good application for that. Because it's a lot of bouncing when you're going fast on a horse, huh? Mm-hmm. They don't talk about that in Zorro movies.
Yeah.
He never shows up and he's like, hang on, I need a minute. I just rode in here real fast.
I mean, just objectively, when they punch the script up, they're going to write that part out, right? Like, it's just not, it's not really advancing the story. It's probably there in the first draft is what I'm saying.
Yeah, also probably like back in Zorro times, everybody was already riding horses everywhere. So they're like, yeah, no, we get it. We all know.
Yeah.
We all know everybody. Yeah. Would you ride a horse for a real long time and then you need a minute before you do sword fighting? A lot of sword fighting talk today.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
No, a lot of foil fighting talk.
That would have been great if you didn't have the 3-second delay there, Pat, but it just...
I know. Brutal. Timing is off.
It's brutal. Just breathing heavy into the microphone there, friend. What are you doing?
I'm trying to think of who invented this dumb piece of underpants.
It's a good question.
I think Jansen's on the money with it was a jockey who's just tired of his big droopy balls.
It's really, he's such a small guy too, so it was
I know, it's so disproportional.
It was a real ratio problem.
Dude's 4'8 with a couple of grapefruits downstairs, probably from not having a jockstrap at the beginning of his career, and he's like, we've gotta do something here.
So you're saying, like, at the very beginning of his career, aka life, he comes out with balls just flattened out of the womb.
Yeah, I think
they just get caught on the way out.
Probably not at birth, you'd think, but like by middle school.
Well, can we just say definitely not? If it's at birth, there are some problems. Right? Can we all just acknowledge they're not, you know, they have to descend.
Well, that's why he grew up to be so small. It's when a twin eats the other twin in the womb, but it was his nuts just eating the other.
This is the segment that I was talking about this earlier. This is the reoccurring segment. So I usually do color commentary on what color Glenn's face is turning. He's just covering his face too much this time. And honestly, with all that talk about tornadoes and changing the picture, like, I don't know, am I even lying when I say what shade of red Glenn is turning right now? He's starting to match his Buckaroo Banzai glasses he's wearing. I mean, hold the mic up to your wheezy fucking blowhole if you're going to do this, dude.
I have to put it down. It's kind of...
I think ordinarily I would try to fill this time a little bit better, but I'm just enjoying myself. And the pandemic has me a shell of a man I used to be.
Dude, I hear you. There's a reason I'm wearing this hat. I got ugly in the pandemic, man.
Hotter. Just was the problem. Hmm? Yeah, I got my laptop in my lap, so you're seeing me at a weird angle, but I'm hot as fuck.
I know.
You
know
what I was trying to say was our hypothetical jockey, like a twin in the room, eating the other twin. Is
honestly, never had a chance. Like, he calmed down. He was, like, real confident. But deep in my heart, I know he's never getting this out. Like, I'm going to have to toss the commercial in, like, a couple minutes. And we're never going to get this story. It's all right, I guess. You know? It's all right.
It's its own form of enjoyment. Oh, he messaged the joke to us.
Yeah, but don't read it. Don't read it out loud because...
Well, I mean, I think we all knew where the joke was going anyway.
We did, and I don't want to validate this bad behavior by giving him an out. It's a fucking podcast. He's supposed to be able to talk. So he texts it to us and makes us do his dirty work. What am I, the twin who lived? Fuck that. Come on, Glenn.
This is going to be like 20 minutes of Glenn choking.
So you're new to the show.
I mean, this feels extreme compared to the episodes that I've listened to.
Yeah, I mean, he's rolling on Diet Dr. Cherry Dr. Pepper, so he's just...
It's that cherry flavor that's doing it.
Yeah.
His nuts ate the other...
See, I'm not even an... I can't mute him. I'm not an admin. It's Glenn is the admin on this Zoom call, so... Sort of at his mercy. You all right there, bud? You want to give it a shot again?
I think I got it out that time.
No, you definitely didn't, but that's okay.
His nuts ate the other 2 feet of his body.
Nailed that's it.
Nice. That's why he's wow. So small. Yeah, definitely worth it, too. The build up. So good. So good. Well, I think we're running out of time on our first half of the podcast before we pull up Wikipedia. So we got to really rapid fire some information on jockstraps.
When did somebody do this? Because underpants, I feel like, are more recent than people think. So it can't be like 1400.
No, this feels like a 1920s thing to me.
Is elastic vital to the operation?
It certainly improves it. I don't know that it's vital.
I mean, it helps with the gravity portion of it.
Yeah. So then, yeah, I feel like probably 1900s works. Horse racing's been around forever, so I just feel like it's been hundreds of years of dudes smashing their dick over and over again on a horse saddle.
So you want to go with 100?
Find the solution.
You want to go with the 1900s is what you want to go with? You don't want to narrow it? I said 1920s.
No, yeah, no, I'm agreeing with you, 1920s.
Okay, all right, cool. So 1920s, let's
There's
say...
There's so much tears and snots. I feel so disgusting right now.
Yep. Well, you know.
Who's a famous 1920s jockey? Little Man Schwartz.
Who's a famous jockey is a better question.
Who man?
But he was way after the 1920s.
Yeah, I feel like this is something Pat would actually know. I know probably more horse names. Orb was a horse.
Maybe Orb got tired of nuts bouncing around on his back.
You gotta think horses don't love it.
Well, yeah. it's pretty terrible, actually, in terms of sporting.
I mean specifically the nuts of it all.
I think that's probably the least of their concern.
It's probably a fair critique, John.
Yeah.
Ooh, was it? You think it was Seabiscuit's guy? Was it Tobey Maguire?
Yeah, it was Tobey Maguire. I like that.
Toby's like, guys, when I'm in the Spider-Man suit, you are not going to believe the support these boys get. But on this horsey, man, they are swinging around again, not to stick too hard to the other role, but they're swinging around like Spider-Man down there. We really got to lock them down for a third time, like Spider-Man does to bad guys with his webs.
Got to web it up.
He webbed up his junk for Seabiscuit. And then he's like, we got to sell this. This is a brilliant invention.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't know that there's much else on this page, really.
There's probably not as many pictures as I'm going to want.
Spoiler alert, you're wrong.
Well, just because, like, I understand the cup part of it, but I don't. With the other part, I'm unsure of what to do down there, and I would like graphic representation to show me.
Well, Glenn,
it would be great if it was an animated Tobey Maguire showing me how to web down my business.
I only have one request for this episode. When you pull out promo copy, I would like one of the lines to be, I'm just unsure of what to do down there, Glenn Tickle. It's the only thing I want.
I mean, we don't have control over what the advertisers want.
It's true. Hey, speaking of ads, we do need to take a break. We got to pay some bills. But when we come back, we'll pull up the official Wikipedia page for Jockstrap, and we'll hopefully see some pictures. Hey, friends, it's me, John, from the Improvised Wikipedia podcast, here with Glenn. We've retired the bit where we always joke about how we don't do ads together.
No, it's a team effort because of friendship.
Yeah. And funny you bring up friendship. Because this week's podcast is brought to you by not being alone. The concept of not being alone paid us $8 this week and is sponsoring the podcast.
You know what I think of when I think of not being alone? I think I just don't know what to do down there in my loneliness. So then, like, I web it up so that it has friends.
You're not going to let that go, huh? Sometimes when I think about not being alone, I think about my nuts eating my twins' nuts in the uterus. I don't know. They didn't provide us with copy this week. Usually our advertisers provide us with copy, but because this is an esoteric concept, I'm not sure that they
have. Yeah, they just said just kind of wing it and make references to earlier in the episode.
Yeah. It's all right. It's been quite...
Being Alone was actually going to sponsor us, but then Not Being Alone outbid them for the spot.
Which is weird because we still only took $8.
Yeah. We told them, like, it's a flat fee. And they're like, well, no, this is a better $8. It's a better quality.
At that point, because
Being Alone wanted to pay us in Bitcoin, but then also give us, like, a long explanation of why it's the future or whatever. So then when Not Being Alone was like, I'll just $8 cash. You don't have to hear me say shit. I'm like, yeah, you know what? That sounds a lot better.
Yeah, because we were like, not being alone, you're not going to believe this, but Being Alone was coming at us with, like, the premise from, like, hack comedians in, like, 2017. It was a whole thing about how Bitcoin is the future. It was too much.
It was the pits. Just like being alone would be, I think, I don't know, my family's around all the time. It's been so long. I don't remember what it's like.
Use promo code ImprovWikipod at checkout for 50% more, because off would be like, oh, well, I don't
get it. More time with friends. And we're back.
Are we? Are we back?
I'm back.
It feels like we never left.
I mean, you're always here in my heart.
Yeah.
Like the Tarzan song. Do you guys ever think about how wild it is how hard Disney advertised that Phil Collins was doing the soundtrack to Tarzan, as if a 7-year-old's gonna be like, gotta hear those Phil Collins jams, mom and dad, get me in that theater as quickly as possible. And then also how much the Tarzan soundtrack just eats ass. It's garbage as far as Disney soundtracks go. Phil Collins, you know what you did.
Wow.
Do you think when Disney was anticipating a bunch of kids walk into the theater anticipating like a big drum solo?
That's what I was waiting for this whole time.
Yeah, would have been nice. Could have been
some like gourds or something because it's in the jungle. There was a whole fancy drum scene where
at the campsite,
Rosie O'Donnell's like banging on stuff, but no sick beats. That's actually probably the best part of the movie. It's got nothing to do with anything. It really detracts from the story, but like it's a fun couple of minutes in an otherwise dull film. You heard me.
Yeah,
Phil.
I don't remember the movie at all.
Because it sucked ass that much. It's not terrible. It's not
Tangled. It's just not memorable. Yeah, it's not
terrible. It's just real middle of the road. That's right, I said Tangled. It's not good. I know people love Tangled. You're wrong. I've watched it 3 times recently, and I stand by my statement. Moana, however.
All right. All right. Well, enough of that, because it feels off topic, which is weird for us. We're usually so.
Yeah, God, we usually do such a good job.
Resembling a jockstrap.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have in front of me the official Wikipedia page for jockstrap.
Tired of swinging around on these vines and having my boys swing around too. Gotta lock them down.
Gotta lock them down. You know that famous Tarzan quote, gotta lock them down.
Yeah.
All right. So the first thing that this page wants me to know that this is not for the band named Jockstrap. They have a second page.
No, I believe they can do their own marketing.
Yes. So a jockstrap, well, you know, what am I doing? I shouldn't read, because the most obvious thing, and I hope you're looking at it too, Glenn, is there is a frontal side, a frontal side and rear view of a man wearing a jockstrap, and it is something.
I need some graphic. I want some, like.
So, like, click on it and go full screen, and you'll notice it's not a person. It's a mannequin.
I'm getting Wikipedia's desperate plea for money. Maybe later, Wikipedia.
It's like, Pat, are you looking at this? It's like a fake butt.
There does not appear.
There's moles on that butt.
I don't know. What's with the line? There's like a big.
It's a butt crack, you idiot.
No. You look at the. You see the white top going across? I don't know. It's a fake butt.
There's hair.
Yeah.
And no, moles.
I think it's real.
Have you ever seen a butt?
There's some taint action in there.
This is a butt.
Yeah. What's with the weird dipping? Full screen. I don't know.
Yeah, I full screened it, and now I'm maybe regretting my decision.
I don't know. I regret nothing.
It's a higher resolution than you think it's going to be.
I this is the far right, the ass. It's like the weird discoloration that looks like it's like a plastic. It looks like they have a fake ass that they slipped on.
I mean, the photo is labeled frontal side and rear views of a man wearing a jockstrap. Not some automaton.
I think we can all agree it's worth checking out this page just to check out that controversial
photo. I mean, it might be the first bare ass I've seen on Wikipedia.
Interesting. It might be. All right. A jock strap, also known as a jock strap, cup, supporter, or athletic supporter, is an undergarment for protecting the testes and penis during contact sports or other vigorous physical activity. A jock strap consists of a waistband, usually elastic, with a support pouch for the genitalia and 2 elastic straps affixed to the base of the pouch and to the left and right sides of the waistband at the hip. The pouch, in some varieties, may be fitted with a pocket to hold an abdominal guard. That's an impact-resistant cup or box to protect the testicles and penis from injury. End of opening paragraph. I mean, yeah. I hadn't considered the word pouch.
Well, where do you think your business ends up?
Yeah, I just wouldn't. I don't know.
What would you have called it?
Well, I didn't call it anything, so it's a missed opportunity. You didn't say the word pouch. I think it's actually a very good use. Hammock? I mean, maybe?
Good talk, guys.
All right, I'm gonna jump right down to the history section because the jock strap was invented in 1874 by the C.F. Bennett of a Chicago sporting goods company, Sharp and Smith, to help provide comfort and support for bicycle jockeys working the cobblestone streets of Boston.
If you look at the etymology section, jockey, meaning rider, primarily a racehorse rider, has been in use since 1670. Jockey itself is the diminutive form of the Scots nickname jock. And then the paragraph ends with the word penis. I don't want to read it all. That's the money shot.
I do want to point out that you skipped the paragraph before that where they actually talk about it being bicycle riding. I feel like you conveniently skipped over that to try to win your
argument. Yeah,
it was
a little editing on the fly to try to make my point.
Yeah, sorry about that. Interesting. So the cobblestone streets of Boston are the reason why we have the jockstrap.
Do you think so? What's the other white, Wilbur and other right? The airplane boys?
Orville.
I couldn't remember the other. I was going to say Edgar. I'm like, I don't think it's Edgar. Wilbur and Orville Wright, before they built the Wright Flyer, had a bicycle repair shop. Mm-hmm. Do you think the jock strap gets invented for bike riders? Some salesman shows to them, they're like, this is great. Do you think they're like, what if we were the balls, but in the sky? And then like the part that hangs down from the wing, they're like, this is like the jock strap. We're in it. You and me, two brothers nestled safely in the sky. I'm saying the jock strap led to flight because Orville and Wilbur wanted to be the balls.
Yeah, no, I mean, none of us were there. We can't
it's probably
say that's not
100%
what happened.
True.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
I'm behind this theory.
When did those fools take off from North Carolina?
I don't know. It feels like another episode, Glenn. I don't want to burn through that. But I do want to read this last paragraph. The last heading before gallery is jock straps for females because the pelvic protector is the female equivalent of the male jock strap that Ronald Paramore invented. It's designed to protect the female genitalia from bruising or tearing. Oh boy.
I'm scrolling through for more butt shots and I'm being constantly let down here.
It's not a very large page. The pouch of this page definitely has a lot of extra room in it, if you know what I mean.
It is not the magnum sized for sure. There is a side by side of two cups. One significantly smaller
one
than the other.
One to be proud of.
Well, look, you can be proud of whatever you got going on in your downstairs. It just seems like there might have been more sizes than I was made aware of at the time.
Well, I mean, that's it. It's sort of anticlimactic, but Pat, as our guest, you get to determine if you think we did a better job than Wikipedia, if Wikipedia beat us, or if it's just a push.
from the photo standpoint, Wikipedia has a clear advantage.
Yeah, we don't have any butts.
Just yeah, I mean, that can change at any point in this podcast, but
it can. It's just I got like the laptop and then the wires and then the interface all kind of on my lap at once, so my butt's kind of inaccessible at the moment. John's cat sometimes walks by, flashes a little hole.
That's what I was looking for, but he's nowhere to be found when I need him.
I would give you guys the three if it weren't for the pictures. Pictures make it a push.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. Well, you have one more thing to do as the official guest. You have one more responsibility. If you were to edit this page with like a fake fact or like a jokey fact, not saying that you should, but if you were, what would it be?
It would be that Orb was actually the inventor of the jackstrap.
The horse, Orb.
Yeah.
He's like, get your nuts off me, you creep.
Ooh, that's a good tagline for this episode.
Yeah.
Like when you upload it to the server to put it through the thing, maybe.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm real tired.
It's probably a good tagline for about any time that Glenn and I hang out with one another. Yeah.
Or anytime anybody's nuts are on anybody else.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, Pat, you got anything to plug?
No, Hollywood is shut down right now. So not a damn thing. I do host a podcast. I was going to complain that Glenn hasn't had me on this sooner because you guys have had this a while, but then I realized I've hosted a Nebraska football podcast for 6 years now that I've never had Glenn on.
So, yeah, but you're much better suited to being on this one than I am on that one.
I don't know. You're the only one of us that owns a jockstrap, Glenn.
That is true. I am kind of a jockstrap expert.
And of the three of us, there are two of us who have owned Nebraska hoodies. And
that's
Glenn
true. Is- I do. I think I still have it somewhere.
Wait, you don't? You just assume? You assume I've never owned a Nebraska hoodie?
Am I wrong?
I'm wearing one right now.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, but did Pat Jansen's mom give it to you?
No, well, just his brother.
That's all I know about Nebraska football is that your brother coaches a high school team?
Yeah, the Auburn Bulldog. He was named the coach of the year in his class this year.
Hell yeah. He's named the coach of the year by me just now.
The Glenn Tickle Memorial.
The coveted Glenn Tickle coach endorsement.
Wow.
Yes. Didn't even give that to my own brother, who coaches, I think, maybe track?
you knowing what sport Pat's brother coaches but not your own is the funniest thing that happened on this episode. I love that.
I know he used to coach soccer, and I don't think he does that anymore. I think now he just does track.
There wasn't a ton of certainty in Glenn's voice with any of the coaching proclamations.
Look, Gordon Bombay is the best coach, and we all know it, of any sport of all time.
Well, just wait till my brother, Tony Jansen, runs a formation where they all start yelling out, bark, 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 bark.
Now you're getting into Little Giants territory.
Well,
he's going to run the annexation of Puerto Rico. Yeah, that's right. I remember the name of the trick play from Little Giants.
We all do, Glenn. We all
do. Come on, man.
That's I don't know any real sports things, but oh boy, 90s kid sports movies. I'm all over that.
I want to do a follow-up.
It was an Ed O'Neill tour de force performance. So just get off your high horse.
You can just say Ed O'Neill performance because they're all tour de forces with him.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
John's fair. A big Dutch fan.
Oh, huge. I'm wearing a Dutch hoodie right now. It's a Dutch crew hoodie. Yeah.
Doubling up those hoodies.
Oh, it's chilly. There was a tornado earlier.
Somebody's going to suggest Dutch hoodie as a topic 1 week, and it's going to – Wikipedia's going to be like, are you sure? Like, I could tell you, but you're sure? You're sure you want to know?
I want to see whatever sex position that is.
It'll probably be like, can you just go ask Urban Dictionary? We really don't want to talk about it. And we're like, no, Wikipedia. You tell me. I'll give you the 250 you're asking for, you filthy bastard. You describe it, and you better have pictures, and it better have butts.
I'm glad that we broke the butt seal on this show tonight.
Is that what happens when you pay them? Is it like Wikipedia premiums, just like all butts? I'm gonna look up butts on Wikipedia.
One of my other potential topics tonight was going to be pork butt.
Hmm.
That's the shoulder. I know that.
It is the shoulder, yeah. Named after the Boston butt. See, we would have fucking crushed that.
See,
thanks for nothing,
yeah,
Pat.
You didn't need to. Yeah, you're welcome.
Butts just brings you right to a disambig, and buttocks is the last thing listed. The first one is like, do you mean butts, Georgia? No, Wikipedia. I don't mean Butts, Georgia, or Butts County, Georgia, or Butts County School District. Talking about butts.
Hey, for all of our listeners,
ooh,
in
there's some butts.
All of our listeners in Butts County, Georgia, make sure you're registered to vote for the runoffs in January and vote blue, please.
Do that, but also check out Buttocks on Wikipedia. It's got some nice butt shots.
All right, I'm going.
Well, you can do that.
I'm going to bed.
It was worth getting Wikipedia Prime.
You can do that while you inevitably wait 8 hours in line to vote.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, guys, there's so many butts on this page. On this page.
What?
It is wall-to-wall butts over on this page.